it's just like Frank was on a roll. The minimum level for the handgun is suggested that, like, don't give a party under fourth level this item, even if they can afford it, right? You could go buy it. It's not like it won't function for you. But they're in place for a couple other reasons, and I agree with him. And he says, and I quote, "Wraps could have just striking and not the hit bonus. Most items are made with the bonus first, then the striking." And I believe that's a completely different thing than I was thinking. Okay, apologies. Let's distract you with Frank's great story.
Oh, we were talking about, you know, buying a wagon and what its capacity was and all that, and I found that a creature can typically pull 100 bulk per size category, like large can pull 100, stuff like that. And we were trying to think of a name, and I was like, oh, call it a farmer, because that's nearly worthless. Not that I'm trying to offend anybody who is a rancher farmer in real life, just, you know, this medieval fantasy thing. And I was kind of touching back on a dwarf character that I played forever ago that didn't have a lot of respect if you weren't like a warrior class, and he would call you a farmer. And his magic hammer, he had nicknamed Farmer Bane. Because if you're not a fighter, a warrior of any creed, you're just a farmer kicking dirt clods all day.
That's good.
Anyway, that was it. Ta-da.
I guess it was funny the first time. We don't have to apologize for our selfishness. So
I liked it.
Yeah, no, that's good. So
bam, a wagon can pull 100. So.
With one horse. With two horses.
200.
So take us through the wonderful world of Logos, starting up our show one last time. Hello, everyone. Welcome to part 3 of our live stream tonight. And like I said, if you're fortunate enough to be here in Twitch Live, www.twitch.tv/GMScut, or watching from my personal Facebook, Jeff Ball, perhaps you are loitering, not looking for the upload that could come another week later, because we are separating and segregating the episodes, but we should be streaming to YouTube live, Rollmongers Podcasting Network, every Friday night, 7:30, every Monday night, and we rotate the shows, and we try to do double, triple headers so that those shows carry to cover the one that we do next week. And our podcasting audience, we are everywhere. Spreaker, iTunes, SoundCloud, Podcatcher, you name it. We're out there. Spotify, you can find us. Those are chopped up into about an hour and a half long shows. And you will find them weekly so that we can rotate the live show, but still hold down a sort of weekly podcast for as long as we can, for as much as we can. As often as we can. We have 5 shows with lots going on. Some of our best players aren't here tonight, but we have these guys playing dwarves, and that's fun. So in the house tonight, we have our star of the show, the favorite character, the fan favorite, and I think the player that has impacted this show the most. Of course, I'm talking about the soft-spoken man of few words. Our rules lawyer, Joe Gibson, is in the house tonight, who, without his help, we couldn't really even have launched this show. I mean, come on, to be honest, I don't know shit about Pathfinder 2nd Edition, but I'm learning. I'm having fun doing it. I'm the one reading your comments on YouTube, crying into my pillow at night, maybe deleting some of those more offensive ones, and then forwarding them to the guys. But we are trying to learn, and we are having a good time. And we thank you for listening, for joining us. And hey, maybe you'd like to help us. Maybe you'd like to help sort of offset the debt that we've put ourselves in to give you free entertainment. Check out our Patreon page at www.patreon.com/rollmongers, where you will see some neat tips and tricks and investments. And $3 a month, $5 a month. You'd be surprised how just a little bit from you next to everybody else goes a long way. So that we can have multiple hosts, so that we can pay for these expensive layouts and stuff. Sure, you know, there's no skin off your nose. I mean, we've bought this stuff up front, and we're going to continue to do this as long as possible. But not everybody gets a puppy name after them, do they, Matt? Not everybody makes the credit roll at the end. But
they should.
I'm happy that you're here listening. In our multiple different feeds, we have cast members lurking on different ones. And of course, the man who refuses to use his real name, talking about Rob Hammond, known as Crow73. Keep telling you guys, use your real names, and then the people actually know that they're going, oh, look, I'm talking to this character while he's playing, you know. If it says GM's cut, that's me. If it says somebody else's name, or they're just, you know. Why am I asking for people to use their real names? Well, sometimes we'll call on the audience to vote on something. And, you know, when you guys go in there going, you know, Nightbringer 72, yeah, totally give him that point. Totally give him the goal. Well, I know it's you. Lost Hippie is Joe. One Power Gamer is Frank. But it's like the people don't know. Can't stack votes like that. You can't bend our in-game economy like that. That's not cool. Speaking of in-game economy, how cool is it? Out of the gate, they have saved up 33 episodes. I want to say 33 episodes, but they finally do a massive one-night cash-in. Spent us an entire episode, but they sold all their stuff. They identified all their stuff, and now they've hired an auxiliary cast member to scout for them, and they get a sneak peek at an up-and-coming dungeon map. How cool is that? Gentlemen, what do you do? You are in Breach Hill in a back room of Caden's Keg Tavern, standing there talking to the Elven Rogue. She's drawn a map which represents what you see on the board, giving you detailed information, pointing at it, Xing some notes, who's what's where, what she observed in 24 hours, asks for her payment, and leaves. Tells you you can find her at the temple or around town, looking for odd jobs to help offset the cost of living and possibly one day resurrect her dead companion. And I'm not talking about Alex Dagrim, our favorite Hell Knight. I'm talking about Silt, my first party kill. Oh, I'm so proud. Oh, those damn crit cards. Rob Hammond, as soon as he left the world of NPC-dom working for me and entered the world of this is my first character, Jeff, bam! Oh, those cards were not kind. And he is dead. What? Call now. Call 555. Bring him back. No, I don't care. No amount of Patreon money is going to bring back a character. That's just wrong. Nope, they got to work for it. In-game. Real fake gaming gold pieces, and maybe they'll bring him back. You're 10th level, he's 2nd level. I'm sure he'll last 2 more minutes. Yeah, Rob's filling our chat with all kinds of stuff I don't want to repeat. So,
all right, so we know there's at least 6 of them, plus a hobgoblin who seems to be kind of driving everything.
Sorry, 5, 5 plus the goblin.
Was there any tale of a Vaz, half-elven necromancer cruising about? That's kind of who I was thinking might be here.
She tells you that she did not see any half-elven women or anyone fitting what you guys, like, you've never met Vaz, but she does have a description.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the female comedian, really crass, Liza? Pulls her hair up in a great big Barbie ponytail, but is really, really fun, oh, yeah. Really down to right. That's what Vaz, make her more gaunt. When you see her, I'll post the picture, but, you know, it's not like she posed for Oil Painting Weekly. Right. A gaunt half-elven woman with, like, platinum blonde hair, dark robes, dress type style, and really reserved, ran the bookstore, and now is gone. And no, the elf did not see any sign of her. However, I did find something interesting.
You tell.
But only because of my expert perception was this found. Something above and beyond. You asked for scouting the area. I did so. I made a map, and I stayed well away, but took stock of the people. I did notice a few extra things while I was there, but that information's going to cost you a bit more, I think. You didn't ask me to do this work, but I did
Reaches into the party bag,
yeah.
Pulls out a couple shiny gold coins, because they're 10 each, 10 silver each, right?
Yeah, yes.
Just sets them on the table.
Okay.
There's an extra 5 silver there for you. We appreciate you going above and beyond. Maybe more if the information you give is valuable.
She tells you of a wall of mossy vines, a good 20, 30 feet back behind the building on the map that conceals a cave entrance, she believes. She did not get a chance to go in it, but she definitely saw that it was there. Perhaps your quarry is inside. Second, the platforms are archer platforms. They're well off the ground. Before you could approach on any side, they're half-orcs. They can see in the dark, and they could pull those ladders pretty quick, and then you'd be rained down with their bows. I also happened to notice, next to a tree in the center, a brass bell, likely some sort of an alarm. If they hit that, and you're caught out in the open, that whole place will come down on you. Because I think from its height and position, and the acoustics of the back wall, that thing could be heard for quite a distance. And if they have compatriots in the wood that I didn't notice, or anyone in that cave that hasn't come out in a day, or in that you know, cabin that didn't come out, would that be a little worth extra to you?
Aye. For the platforms alone, guys. And the vines. We can avoid half of this. And if we do have an engage on it, well, we happen to come across ourselves here on a couple of liquid solutions that will solve a wooden tower.
Well, the other aspect, I don't know how much I like fighting on two sides, but if we make a break for a cave entrance, that kind of creates a choke point of sort. Doesn't matter how many of them there are, they got to go through that hole.
Aye. This is good.
We just got to deal with what's on the other side of that hole there.
That's if they even see us going through that hole.
Well, they're damn sure going to see me.
Oh, Theo, and you're consistent. Like your da.
So with her extra information, I'll reveal a bit more of the map. You pay her 5 silver plus tip?
Yeah, so we'll, I think we'll give her 3 gold.
Oh, okay. Jesus. So first 30 for everything.
She may not keep your beds warm, just so you know.
No, but we may have need to come.
True spoken.
One second. So let's see if we can't sneak up. Everyone's got a missile weapon of some sort, right? Bow or flask.
Right. Got any spells?
We'll see if we can't just sneak up real careful. I can just kill them one at a time. And if they decide to come out and run at us, well, hell, we'll kill them more than one at a time. I'm fine with that, too.
Well, perhaps we can have a think on it and figure out a way to disable that bell.
Well, the bell's just going to bring them all out of the boonies to come get us. That plays into me hand, too. Right?
It's official, guys. A fan in our Twitch just mentioned dwarven stealth. You know what he's pushing
for? If anything, the dwarven stealth or the bell just augments me dwarven stealth. It lets the whole valley know.
It's canonical for that.
It is.
She warns you they have height, they have bows, and they have line of sight in several directions during the day. At night, these things have 60-foot dark vision.
We stay 70 feet away from the towers.
All right, so we proffer up this map and say, why don't you go ahead and mark on that map there where each one of those platforms will be hiding. At least that way we know where to point our bungling selves.
The giant platforms on the map are the platforms.
Oh, there's no other platform in the boonies there.
In the center. You stay the tree line, you'll be fine there.
So what we're looking at for our podcasting audience, if I can describe this really quickly, is a rectangle map standing on its end, like a page in a book. Draw a cliff all the way down the right side of the page, and in the center is a little cave entrance. Okay, from that center point coming left or coming west, about 30, 40 feet, we have a squat little T-shaped building that's about 50 feet long, 20, 30 feet deep, and the T sticks out like a stubby bottom. Okay, directly north of it, flanked on each corner by 4 trees, is a good 20 by 40 platform with a ladder down the front. Along the top of the map, coming heavily down into our page here, is a gigantic tree line where top-down trees, but you can see all kinds of gaps. Okay? Why are you covering up my map with pointers? Stop that. In the dead center of the map, we have a giant tree on the north side, and then we have this gigantic platform, which is the size of a frickin' barge with 2 ladders down the front of it. And in the center of this platform is another raised platform, even higher, with a tree growing out of the middle where she said alarm bell was. There's always an orc with bow and javelins and arrows on every platform at all times. And at night, they lessen the guard, most sleeps, and there's one or two, you know, mulling about going from platform to platform, that kind of thing. During the day, the platforms are pretty much manned. Anyway, it's not like they're all inside the house and they have a guard and whatever's going on is inside the house. It's like this entire setup guards something else. And she said the hobgoblin is in and out of the house alone. And the whole thing hides this mossy cave entrance, implying possibly that there's something beyond. Everything faces west. And you guys, when you approach it, because of the rock outcropping kind of hooking around, kind of approach it from the west heading east. So I wouldn't see a problem if you guys were very careful, sort of immediately going north or south and trying to hide in the trees. But these are great big trees with great big canopies. That cover is not automatic cover. Still, stealth is required. They can see in the daylight, plus 60 feet in the dark, yada, yada, yada.
What's the name of them?
This map is called...
Guardian's Way.
Thank you.
Well, depending on how brave Muros is feeling, you can streak out there quicker than Split and climb that ladder and be in their face. We'll take care of anything that comes out of that bunkhouse. Call it good.
I could.
And if you ever get in a bit of trouble, you can just jump off the platform, right? Hide underneath.
Hard to shoot you
through the floor.
I just find an archer who can do that.
And if anybody jumps down to come get you, well,
Yeah, then it's fun times.
I say that's the route we take. There's more of them than there is of us, so sometimes life's choices just say, do it.
Aye, as our great uncle Nike used to say.
If only we could hear from Albright if he hadn't, like, muted himself.
I recommend we go at night. Take every advantage we can get.
Oh, Ryan, give yourself a hero point. That was awesome. So smooth, he just snuck that in there. That's really good. Come on. That was good.
I'll be using that soon. Don't worry.
Mm. Oh, yep. That's going to come in handy.
And I'm thinking if Miro's going to hurry himself up onto the first platform, at the very least, he'll be able to prevent them from pulling the ladders.
Aye. I prevent them from doing a whole bunch of things.
Not to break your concentration, but this is one night, one game session. So Frank's extra hero point carries over into tonight. But because we're not playing this again next week, we're going to like let it go. The next time we play Age of Ashes, you guys are all reset to one. But even though I've broken this into three episodes, this can count as a single game night where you all had one hero point, and now Frank and Ryan are up to two. No one's spent any yet.
You know what that means there, Mikus?
That means we need to get stuff going.
Hey, folks, shit up.
Right?
As our dads used to say.
Well, let's get with it. I'd like to leave, like Miros was saying, in Albright, in the dark hours of the night.
Aye, we've conducted our business. I recommend we grab a couple kegs on our way out of town.
Oh, you can't go wrong with that. My flask has been running empty since that last little incident.
We need to get a good night's sleep, find a manservant to drive this here wagon, fill it with beer and goods, and we'll make a day of it.
Aye, lads, this reminds you back of the day of clearing out the caves, don't it?
That almost sounds like the adventure that took us from the Five Kings, doesn't it?
Aye, we're not going to talk about that.
Yeah, but this time we got a cart.
Aye, and this time no one's yelling at us.
And there's no fire.
And we don't have to share them with our other stinky cousins.
So you guys are gonna roll up where this are gonna roll up during the middle of the day in a cart? That's the plan?
No, middle of the night. We're gonna roll up in the middle of the night.
Okay. So you're gonna light the cart with the travel lantern? So that
and then I'll find her, whoever the hell's driving that cart. He'll camp off about a mile away back, you know, a mile or so back, and then we'll make the rest of the way.
Okay.
In the dark of night, sneak up, kill them all, go home happy as clams.
All right.
Do it best at playing elves.
Lead the blind until we get close. So then
you've got potions there.
I'll wait until we actually.
Yeah. Now.
On our way out of town, I'll pick up a heavy crossbow and a bolter 5.
Some good spells.
And then away we go. This is a solid plan. Only one or two of us are sure to die.
I like this plan.
That's good.
You know, at the worst case scenario, somebody gets to meet Toreg first.
At worst case scenario, we lose a human.
Hey, no. No, that's worse. And they don't get to meet Toreg, I've heard.
Well, they could, like, ride by,
I think Niles might be able to at least give him, like, a hi. Like, the wave buys. I'd vouch for him.
Oh, yeah. Kinda. Maybe.
This gruff.
In passing. Gruff.
Yeah. Yeah, not like a hi, he's with me, but more like a,
Well, I don't not know him.
Right?
I'll go with that.
Yeah.
If we're standing in Torix Hall and push comes to shove, I don't not know him. And I'll elbow him. See?
Hey, Niles, you're pretty well in.
You're in. Kinda.
Yeah, kinda, mostly.
Ish.
Yeah.
Mostly in.
Okay.
Far more than less.
All right. So
and away we go.
With you guys running off of dark vision, let me just crowd the fog of war here a little bit to make up, you guys could move and reveal more, but you know what I'm saying? Like with barely 60 feet to your name, I mean, I should really even crowd that a wee bit more. So
no, I don't think you should. I think you just reveal the whole thing to us.
Considering it's already done, indeed.
But what do you remember? Exactly. You know, you come up and...
Exactly. Take the map.
Now I swap the map out. It's like, that elf lied. Damn you. Took your money.
The Banshee.
It took your money. All right. So, all systems are go. Sure. We drop. You guys travel the proverbial 6 miles. She said it was 6.5. And we secure our mount by taking it off the cart and tying him to a tree, a little food bag, a little water.
Well, you just hobble it. Well, yeah, you have to unleash it, and then you hobble it, and then let Manhands there do his thing, make camp, and then we piss off in the dark.
Okay. Who's Manhands? Sorry.
That's our human hireling to drive the cart.
Oh, okay. So another labor. Yeah, another, what was it, dude for a day? Another 5 silver? You want somebody to try? You need a skilled guy. You need skilled guy if you want to do it at night.
We own the wagon. If he doesn't like to pay, he can just hike up and walk out.
All right. Now, so far, I have been, every time you guys are like, yep, we hire, I have been hitting your party.
Understandable.
Gold. I've been tacking it off your party gold.
Not a moment of argument good. There.
Yeah, no. Perfect. We'll build that back up soon.
Sure. Sure you will. Of course you will. All right.
And we take a dwarven nap?
Hey, a dwarven nap. A respite.
All the way back to the pillow, right? No.
Sleep. The elves called it meditation or some shite like that. Well, we call it what it is.
A wet nap?
A respite.
Okay.
A wet nap.
So, half a mile on foot. That's, and this is before we're putting potions in Niles.
Yeah, and Niles go have a little wee nap.
So you guys are like leading him by the elbow, as it were.
Yep,
so to speak.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now there is the ambient stars, and you know what I mean. So there's patches.
It's darkish.
Yeah, there's patches where he walks normal, but there's lots of patches where like. You guys get in any kind of, you know, brush or anything, and he's...
Navigation scenario.
And I'll hang back and guide him so he doesn't, like, trip or...
Yeah. Oh, no. He won't trip, but he just... His speed is greatly reduced, so it does take us quite a while. But then again...
So he travels at a dwarven speed.
Yeah. It takes me back to dwarven speed.
Yeah, or less. Finally, reaching our goal. Okay? You come upon a clearing. 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, 60. So basically, you guys are just, you know, like you said, the 100-foot, the stone, you know, any moment now, this clearing with these trees, and there's a little bit, the ground changes, kind of some survival checks.
Yeah, of course.
Because until you see a structure, puff, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Now there's that shadowy silhouette of a man-made structure.
Natural 20.
And there's the there's the cliff face that looms.
For 21.
Blotting out the dark sky, making it even darker. Okay?
Yeah.
So, as quietly as we can, this is my favorite part. I'm going to use my stealth rolls. Oh, that's right. You guys can see this on my dice cam, so I should really just roll and use my dice tower. Let's use the dice tower.
He rolled a 10, then he got a 14 for a stealth check, he says. Huh?
We'll just,
oh, look at that.
Yeah, 2. Let's just kill the camera here. There we go. I get to use my awesome official. Now you can't see these very well, but they're not green, so you guys see that? My official red with gold runes Age of Ashes dice. And we're rolling stealth for 4. Party of 4. You guys creep up as close as you dare to the edge of the map, and you believe from the shadowy cliffs and from the actual, you know, from what you can see, this thick forest gives way to a meadow, and you can sense and see the silhouette, the unnatural tree line being a platform, you know, 100 feet away before there's just too much going on in the cliff face and trees. But pulling out your map, you know, okay, we think we're here, you know, that building should be there. What do you guys want to do?
How does running work? Is it 4 times or 3 times or
no times, just your movement?
Oh, running doesn't exist. So soon as I can cover 105 feet in one round.
That's fucking gross.
I took me to third level. Don't you laugh at it.
No, it's still fucking gross, man.
So, when I feel like I'm within that distance, that's my go sign. And my go sign for when I'm going will be the tap me cause on the chest. Be like, pop, pop, have fun.
So, before he takes off, I'm going to put my hand on his shoulder and cast spider climb on him.
Nice.
The orcs are going to have nightmares.
Before you go.
Wait,
this will help you get up the tower.
Okay.
And at the same time, I will pop a potion.
Okay. I believe it's time for a little battle music. Stealth battle? Eh? No. You know what?
Dwarven stealth.
No battle music. We're in stealth mode. You know, when things go
quiet battle music.
Yeah, when things go south, right? Yeah, if things go south, then, you know.
And we can go to...
If you wake up... Yeah, exactly. You guys wake up the dungeon, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, the edge of the map is too close for the position I've put you guys at.
Yeah, but we know where we're engaging from, so we can do backwards math.
Right, so the bottom of this ladder, on the north ladder, the south ladder, what's your target here?
It looks like I'm closer to the north ladder, so I'll be taking that one.
Right, so 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40. Okay, so you're, mm-hmm. you are, you want to be 60 feet to see it properly.
Well, I just want to check up here on what my quiz just gave me there. He said it would help me climb. What was up with that?
So you can, tiny clinging hairs spread across the creature's hands and feet, offering purchase on nearly any surface. The target gains a climb speed equal to its speed.
So as you run, you completely ruin the gulf fairway, you shit. You'll never be allowed up on this course again.
So I run
sounds like Velcro.
How does this help?
So I run as fast vertically as I do horizontally.
Exactly.
It says you have a climb speed equal to your movement. It doesn't say you can run while climbing, but if you have a climb speed...
I move at 35 squares a turn of action.
Yeah.
So I do that. I climb at 35.
Yeah. I'm just not sure if you... Like, creatures that have a climb speed may have a climb run, but I'm not certain about that. So for right now...
Well, there's no run, right?
Yeah. So anyway, you're 40 feet off this tower. You guys encroach. They're back there 100 feet. You're just looking at shadows. Do you guys want to close so that you can see? Because here's the problem. Yes. You guys have 60 foot, right?
Sticking to the tree line.
Okay, so you guys want to be on the south side or 2 and 2?
I would say the south side tree line. Yeah.
Yeah, south side.
I just want a clear shot because I'm going to use an opening volley with a heavy crossbow.
Okay, that would be the north tree line. Because there's speckled trees in your way along this, you know.
Divide
into the south, run to the north. Yep. Run to the south, run to the north.
Right. North side, dwarf. What?
So here you go. Okay, and then here we got Miros ready to run the path. Right, he's just like, okay, this is as close as we can get. Right, without as close as we get without you being seen. One more step, right? And the guard, you know, they might see it. Now this is going off of what stealth I got here. Hey, cousin, what does that spell do? Oh, well, let me talk about it.
That was in our monologue for the audience, if we have one by chance.
I just like roll my dice. Give me a break.
No, roll your dice.
Okay, so...
I'll sneak up all quiet-like.
You want to go for it?
Yeah. Look at that!
Sorry, stealth comes as DM rolls. I don't even know why you have that skill.
I'm like a ghost. Look at that. I got an 8. I am literally a ghost.
He sneaks ahead of you. You don't hear him. He turns and goes, like a ghost! Ghost, like a stone
in an avalanche.
That's right.
The one moonbeam hits his brand new non-dark hellite armor. It's like gleaming in the night. Bling, shit.
He's like a purple dwarf. You ever seen a purple
dwarf?
He's
phantom. So, you gonna make your run, sir? Mm. All right.
Yes.
So, 5. Oh, sorry.
No. Do what you got to do.
5.
I trust you. 10. I trust you.
15. Crap. You know, we went from Star Wars to P1. Like, we did so many systems in such a short time.
Diagonals are catching you.
Yeah.
One, then two.
Okay,
then one.
Thank you.
Then two.
All right, thank you.
One,
so 5, 10, 15.
And so you get one free every other.
25. That's 30. That's 35.
That's not bad.
Okay, so
that's not bad.
One action brought you here.
That's not bad.
What do you want now?
That's not bad. And one goal.
Yep.
I have 2 more goals, right?
Yep.
All right. One more goal to go up.
Okay. So,
And I Velcro my way beside that ladder.
Okay. You're,
I try stealthy.
Your intent is
try.
To rush a combat field. There's no more attacks of opportunity.
No.
I mean, there's more surprise round.
Aye.
So we are unaware. And, yeah. You know, like you are considered, there's the 4 detections. Where are we here? Observed, concealed,
sight,
hidden, and undetected, right?
Aye.
So while you're undetected by a creature, it's flat-footed to you, can't see you, and has no idea what space you occupy, and can't target you.
Why?
But it can try to, you know, unnoticed. Creature, you're unnoticed, is totally unaware of your presence. Sorry, not invisible,
right.
Undetected. Undetected means I know you're there somewhere. Anyway, so you believe you're unnoticed, and you come trudging out, right?
Yep.
Because you can.
Yep.
Cross grass, okay?
Like a bee.
Yep. And then your second action, you want
to... Okay. Carry on and get
5,
up in there.
10, okay.
Yep.
Can I...
What's the height to the platform?
The platforms, I believe, are 10 feet off the ground.
Okay.
All the way. Each one is all the way.
Lower portion of this large two-tiered wooden platform is supported by 20 feet off the ground by a trunk of branches of three large trees. A pair of rope ladders provide access to the lower tier, while another rope ladder provides access to an upper one 10 feet above. So 20 feet to the first platform, another 10 to the top one, and the whole thing is hanging with no poles. It's actually embedded into giant tree trunks.
Okay.
Okay. And this is a rope ladder, so it's kind of loose, like the, you know.
I'm not using the rope ladder, though.
What do you want to use?
The tree.
Okay. Let me back you up. He's going to run right up the tree. Very cool. So 35 put you there.
I can thank McCose for that.
Yep. 5, 10, okay, and 15, and then 20 feet up. So now you're stuck to the tree, but you're level with the platform as if you were prone.
That's my 35 feet of movement?
That's your second move.
Okay.
What do you want to do for your third? Perception?
Hey, why not?
Because it's dark, and we're up in the air, you don't know where your opponent is.
And they don't know where I am. That's right. I do a little lookaboo.
Okay.
One would call it a little looky-loo. That's 18 perception.
Okay. You don't see anyone on the lower platform.
Okay.
But you hear the grunting of wood as if someone is just kind of quietly standing or walking around. And you know what I mean? Just kind of do-do-do-do-do, just kind of wandering around. You hear the wooden groan, you know, that kind of thing.
There's one more one up.
Up above, yeah.
Okay. That's my tree, right?
Yeah, you're in a tree. You could just step.
No, that's my tree.
No. Oh, yes, that's because of perception, yes.
Okay.
And that's you.
That's me, go.
That's you. And we're just going to say, what is your perception roll?
18.
18? We'll just use that as a partial initiative right now.
Sounds fair.
Okay, you guys, what was the plan? You're just going to wait to hear and watch a body drop as he throws somebody or kills somebody, or he signals you or calls out?
I'm actually looking for mooks right now, so if I see somebody that pokes their head up,
okay,
like they're going to take a shot at him, I'm going to shoot him first.
Okay, give me a pointer. Where's our pointers? Right? Oh, that's you. I'll get a pointer here. Oh, I can't see the actual arrow. Yeah.
I can. That's all that counts, really.
How do you delete these?
So if I go pointer...
Sorry. I wanted to give you a pointer. The search one, yeah. Give me 60 feet. That says 45 feet.
Okay.
Oops. And no, that's good, because 35 more feet straight up. Or sorry, 30 feet more. It's like 75, right? So you can basically see the top edge of the platform, and you could probably get an idea of a shadow or something up there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so I'm like guarding the platform, so if I see somebody lean out, he's going to eat an arrow.
Okay, you should get a little closer for a clear shot, because for you to have your 60-foot dark vision, you need that Pythagorean theorem. If anyone can do the math, feel free.
It's half 3, 4, 5. Of the up plus the over.
5.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Right? The carpenter and the electrician know best.
I have squared many a house with that formula.
Now, I used to play on Fancy Grounds with Cheryl where you could lock the tokens to the map, but we never actually figured out how that went. And they're talking about it in the chat, so it's like, if anyone knows how to lock a token, because then you actually say, I want to go this distance, and then I give permission, your guy slides up. And I appreciate the shout out from the text here, from the chat. But...
Oh, right. So it's like roll 20. You'd be able to actually project the movement,
right?
I believe, is what Hammer is talking about.
But I'm afraid we'll bog down until what button? What? So, but that is a good point. We will have to look into that, you know, for next episode. Anyway, for you, sir.
I'm going to stay right there. A little bit of cover.
Perception.
A little bit of clear.
Because you're basically looking for a good target.
Yeah.
Yep. Give me your perception.
Let's see here. 24 perception.
And that's a good initiative to hold. 24 perception for you. All right. And you're just kind of waiting for your opportune moment.
That's correct.
Okay. And Muros.
Oi.
You're up. You perceive that there may be someone on the upper platform. What do you want to do?
I wish to proceed onto the upper platform.
So, stepping off for 5, right? Stepping under for cover, 10, right? There's a tree there, so you got to come out, 15, 20, 25, and then you're halfway up the ladder for 1, and you literally have to sort of pop up the ladder.
Just do, like, the eyeballs above the...
Okay. All right.
I can totally go on the underside. I don't have to use the ladders. I'm not behooving to that. Seems I was given a...
You want to walk up the tree again?
Yeah!
Okay, so, sorry, 5, 10, And then 15, you're stuck to a tree. You go up 25, you're underneath. Now what? Lay flat and just kind of poke your head around?
Hi. No, I want to just take a little gander, see where this little green skin might be hiding.
So do you want to peek out the front here and over the lip? Or do you want to go somewhere else?
I have a feeling he's going to be looking forward, so I want to come at it from a backwards angle.
All right, so let's...
So get behind him.
So
yeah.
From where you were, there's 5,
yep.
10, 15, 25 up, and then you peek out right there on the front corner near the ladder next to the bell, just kind of going back and forth along this edge. So he comes to the back and he uses his dark vision, you know, checking the buildings around down behind him. And then stepping forward and then looking down and out in front of him, you know, might even take a walk, not all the way to the far side, but like, you know, just kind of doing this little L where he has purchased, right?
Yeah.
Kind of lazy. He's not really being thorough doing a 360 from his platform like he could. And he's near the bell, but there might be a reason for that.
Where's the bell? So wait, is it a bell? Is it a gong type bell, or is it a bell as in you pull a mallet and smash it?
Like a dinner bell, like a big brass bell. It's like a triangle. That's like a, you know, like this two hands and a big ball. And you grab the rope and you just ding 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 ding. One of those big Western bells, you know.
So, my line of thinking here's what I'm going with. I would like to try to disable that bell as much as possible.
Okay.
So, that's what I think. If it's a gong bell, I'd like to try to. Grab the gong.
Okay, you could shoot the rope. Shoot the rope, it'll clatter to the ground and make some kind of noise. And people might go, huh? Right. Or he might go, hey? Or he might start screaming, going, alarm, alarm, alarm.
You mean from where I am? No, I was thinking, if it looks like we're in tight quarters there, right? I could be within range of him and the bell and the clock at the same time, right?
You're underneath the platform. You need
to... Oh, no, but if I were to go up.
Yeah, you could use, use the opposite corner for cover. And like I said, his pattern doesn't seem to take him over there, which means you could use it as a blind spot. But there'd still always be that perception versus your last stealth roll where you step out and see if he sees
you. Okay, here's what I want to do. Okay, I think I got it figured out, guys. Trust me on this one. I want to grab him, and then we want to go off the top rung.
All right.
Yeah, so I want to grab him, and then I want to throw myself off of this upper platform.
Come again?
So, okay. My goal is to get him away from the gong. So
I did it.
Yeah, so if I can grab him and then we can both go off of the top tier.
Oh yeah, I gotcha. So
that's my desire is to get him away from it.
Right, okay. So you're gonna
Or you could try like a bull rush or a Sparta.
I could try bull rush, but my thinking is if I throw myself with it too, I can at least guarantee the fact that we'll both I might take damage out of this, but he's away from it.
Okay.
It's essentially a bull rush.
Mm-hmm. And remember, bull rush is gone. It's now just shove.
Oh, right. We have shove. All right. So in that case, I would like to shove.
Okay.
As my colleagues have now told me, that is what I'm trying to do. I wish to move up beside him and shove him off the edge.
Okay. So you went up the tree, and now you're clinging to the bottom of the platform. You're going to move around to his position.
Yes. Yes. And if I don't have enough actions, I will set up for my next...
Yeah, you can just wait.
Yeah. All right, cool. We're on the same page.
Just this is something fun. I'm going to follow the rules. I will roll your stealth. But just so the audience knows, okay, he has a +7 to his stealth.
I am sneaky when I want to be,
okay.
Surprisingly.
I have rolled because the tree, right, supports. So you're making noise going up this tree. It can move things. And definitely, remember I creak the boards? You're clinging to the other side. Your weight can easily creak these boards. It might be very confused of where the noise comes from. I might just think you're...
He thinks he's haunted at this point.
If this works out well, I might lean over going, who's walking around on the lower platform? And you're actually clinging to the roof of mine, but...
Hi.
Or it might be so close.
Oh, that is out of your nightmares. If you look over a ledge and you see a hairy dwarf going, hi.
Hi. And the bearded chest hair tendril grabs him and whips him.
Right? That's grudge level stuff.
I really got to get
it. No one suspects a spider climbing dwarf.
No one ever does.
My perception is almost as good. Almost as good. I'm going to actually, now that, just for fun, I'm actually going to roll right in here.
And we still don't see it.
Oh, so freaking close. You have no idea.
We don't.
I rolled.
Because I saw a shadow.
I got to say, I rolled 7 for you as well. Which means yours is 14, his is 13. So remember when you're playing Thief and you'd get near, and the guard would hear, and you literally, you'd literally hear, and then he'd stop and go,
Or like the Skyrim, and the eye would start to open. You're like, oh shit,
yeah. And the and you feel the sphincter go,
and you start unequipping everything real quick.
Yeah.
Unequip.
So he literally, like, you hear him move right above you, and he does the You come underneath, and he's moved away from the bell. You reach over and you try a grab.
Okay.
I am not. I think I'm still flat-footed because you've gone from unaware to. What is it? You've gone from unnoticed to undetected. I hear something. I'm trying to figure out what it is. Right? But it's still flat-footed, can't see you, has no idea what space you're in, can't target you. So you're still good with the me being flat-footed. Okay.
All right.
So
that's a 21 athletics.
And you're trying to grab my fortitude?
Yes.
At flat-footed.
Have fun with that one.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I don't think it actually incorporates it, to be honest.
Well, I'll make him flat-footed.
You don't get your dexterity modifiers, but fortitude doesn't work off your dexterity at all. So, actually, it turns out flat-footed doesn't affect your fortitude. Yeah, the system has changed.
The rules have changed, Evan.
Well, makes sense, because it's your fortitude. It's not your reef, which should never change.
Yeah, yeah. But that was a good roll. That was an average roll. I rolled a 10.
Literally average.
Okay. Yeah. My fortitude, the DC, you exceed it. Not by 10, but you do exceed it. Okay. So you
critical success.
No, he does not. I said he does not succeed by crit.
No.
You said more than 10.
Critical.
I said does not more than 10.
He critically 16. Lived breezer.
16 is what you wanted. 26 is not what you rolled. So,
no.
I have already forgotten all the grab rules, just conveniently.
It's not grab, it's shove. Is it not, or is it grab?
You got to grab me. Then he's got to shove me.
Nope. Nope. Shove is a move.
That's a high yaw maneuver.
Okay. Yep. Yeah.
Shove, as long as you have one free hand.
So thematically, could I swing my legs up around the edge, grab his neck, and then pull him down?
That would be a grab check with modifiers, comparatively to shove, where you just push him.
Wouldn't grab be the same as shove, because they're both athletics?
Yes, except you want shove. Grab, you have him. Shove, you push him.
But he didn't shove him. He pulled him.
That's just...
Well, the original was to push him, but the thematics changed.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I wasn't listening.
He's clinging via spider climb underneath the platform. Standing
the idea is just
right
to grab his face
right
and then pull him so he's off balance.
Oh,
okay, you can't reach his face from where you are. You can reach his ankle.
Jeff, you know what we want.
Yeah.
You've seen the numbers. We trust you.
Okay. You grab an ankle. You pull.
Some of us.
Right? I need to know the shoving rules. How far can he move him? 5 feet?
Well, he's grabbing. He's not shoving.
Okay, so.
It's two different separate things.
So do your grab. Grab successful.
Yeah.
That's one action.
He's,
now you want to reposition?
Yeah.
Which is?
Reposition? Joe?
Which
you
is
have it right there?
Another athletics check?
Sorry, you want to do what?
Reposition?
Shove, push, or pull are probably the same thing.
I would imagine so.
According to our satellite guys, it is, but.
Yeah. But if you're trying to do grapple is an attack.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is one action. Yes. How many actions have you done this turn?
I climbed one.
Twice.
Yeah.
Twice and you've attacked.
I waited.
Yeah. He wanted to wait.
Okay. Well, because we're not in round, so I'm confused.
No. He wanted to wait, right? So his first action is a reposition of himself. He waited. Then he said, okay, I'm going to wait. No problem. Then he moved. And as soon as he scampered that last 5 feet to the edge via chest hair, I rolled my...
still a movement.
I know. What is it? So that's one action. He's got two left. Now he's reaching up and grabbing what he can.
If he moved,
he
grabbed, he has one action left.
Yeah. I'm saying he reached up. That's the second action. He's got one left. He should be able to yoink or something.
Well, now if you want to pull or push...
Yeah. I think just move him from solid ground to not solid ground.
Yeah, just pull him out. Yeah, just pull him off. He's got 10-foot drop. At least he's away from the bell.
And then he'll have an angry monk on top of him.
Yeah, you just let go for free.
I'm just trying to find
him. Okay, anyway, I'm going to go with another athletics check, because we're grappling, you know.
Yeah.
You're successful athletics again?
Roll. I rolled a natural one. Hero point. Hero point.
Okay, which allows you to reroll.
I do not roll a natural one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Spend the hero point. Two.
Two. I rolled double as better as I did last time.
So he crawls out. he reaches up, he grabs an ankle and pulls, and the orc just looks down and he's like, and there's his hand, and all of a sudden a second hand comes up while he clings with his chest horn and grabs the other ankle and pulls really hard, and it's and still nothing happens.
And then I'd like to shoot him with a crossbow.
Can't see him. I told you, like, as soon as something reveals itself.
All right.
Too far away. I'm like 30 feet up, and how far away? It's 45. Was it? Jesus. 5, 15, 20, 30, 35, 45, 50, 60 feet away, and 30 feet up.
So, but next time,
behind a tree.
Yeah, Joe.
If you want to just push the guy off,
yeah,
just shove him. Don't do a grab and then try to do something else, because then it's just one roll.
Yeah.
No, I get you. I was rolling with the magic that were dealt.
Yeah, it was cool. And like I said, he didn't want to surface. Yeah. He didn't want to come up. He wanted it to be a surprise.
Even shoving, you can still shove from down below.
Yeah, I was even
as long as you have one hand.
Even with a bonus of this, but it's like, okay. Anyway, so you're just yanking on this guy.
Yeah, he's like, the leg leader's got me.
Exactly. So now it begins. Okay. So
ding, 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 ding.
No,
he doesn't, because
no.
I have him.
Yeah, he's got me by the grab. Can't reach the bell. Like, if anything, I'd probably try and get this guy off of me, you know, doing a pose check.
Imagine the monster under your bed actually grabbed you.
Yep.
You're not dinging a bell.
I'm gonna put this guy at 17 right after
reaction poop.
Right after
right?
Right after Miros, right? So you grab, you try to pull me.
Yep.
I shove, I re-brace, I grab a tree branch out of reaction. Because all these tree branches are above me here. He just grabs something and what the hell? Other hand comes up and nothing. Okay. So he reacts. What the hell? Two hands are coming around from the side. Without thinking, well, like smart, I'd be calling alarms and blah, blah, blah. But like reacting like the ranger I am, I would immediately try to break the grab. So with my athletics... acrobatics with my athletics check, I have to beat his fort save.
Joe, do you have them up? I don't.
What's your fort save, sir?
My fort save?
Mm-hmm.
Your fort DC, so 10 plus your fort.
It'd be 19.
Right. So with a 2, 9. So he, without thinking, just reaches down and tries to, you know, get your arm, like grabs you by the wrist and tries to, you know, he's kicking and trying to get you off of him.
Then a third arm comes up and grabs his wrist.
Yeah, this is where the beard tendril comes in, right?
No, Daddy, no!
Well, you've got those sticky paws with little hairs. You're stuck on there, right?
Yeah.
Now, that's only a single action, right? So now...
Cry is a free, I've heard.
No, so what I'm going to do is I reach down, I try to free myself, it doesn't work. So now I pull a weapon from my boot, which I don't have. Oh, they don't have daggers. Oh, my God. I pull my longsword. Shing! And start chopping at the arms. Which are tiny objects. So tiny giving you like a plus 4 to your AC. What's your arm?
Yeah, because I'm on the other side.
Yeah, you have like, you have cover.
Yeah, so 19, so that's a 23 AC.
Yep.
Mine AC is 19 naturally.
Yeah, I'm going to try.
This is my natural AC.
I'm going to try and chop you with a 14. So he's chopping and the arms are moving and he's hitting wood. Dunk, dunk, right? Anyway, Frank, Thielen, you hear... Yeah, what the... And chop, chop. Okay, so now something's going on.
All right.
Miros is probably exposed, but you don't have a target. Do you want to move?
Yeah, so I'll turn back to Albright and quickly say, Albright, stay right here. Cover our backs.
Okay.
And then Albright will look off and...
No, it's snore.
Snore. And then I will... Oops. Hang on. I'm stuck. I can't... And now I'm super stuck.
Yeah, because they told me how to... Oh, they told me how to lock your token.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you got it.
And then I accept your move. See? Aha. You may move 5 feet there.
You propose.
Yes.
I don't want to move 5 feet there.
No, it's fine.
I want
it's an example. I want all the movement forever.
Yeah.
I would like to move right there.
Okay. So I'm going to unlock you for a second. Okay. So where were you? Here?
Yeah.
Okay. So you go 5, 10. Okay.
I want to take cover under the platform.
Yep.
So that's probably 2 move actions.
As soon as you step out, and it's not of like what you can see clearly, you needed to be 10 feet closer. 5, 10, 15, 25, 30, 35, 40. Okay.
Okay.
You hear this, you know, get right. Immediately, you see a guy coming down a ladder. Like, he also heard, and he's got his back to you. This guy. This guy is literally, you know, turning around and climbing down the ladder. Doot, 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 doot.
I'd like to give him something real quick, if I could.
Sure.
Santa Claus.
But I will take a perception check, because I literally, like, you're focused, you're looking for a target, you're looking all around, and you go, and you just maybe catch a move of the arm. So, like I said, you're going to move. You could still have a shot at the end of this, but I want a perception check from you, or at least you burn the chevron, you know what I mean? So you've got a single action left. You want to see this guy and go, is that a target, or is that a, you know, what is that? You know what I mean? Like, you see movement. Sure, I should say, you see movement to your left, you know?
Yeah, 14.
No problem. Sorry, I kind of screwed that up. I should say, look, you see movement to your left. It's like, you can say, forget it, keep running. Or you're like, what is that? There's your perception roll. I have a target. What do you want to do?
So seeing he's climbing down a ladder and probably, you know, kind of what I would consider
flat-footed,
vulnerable.
Yeah.
I'd like to give him something real quick, and that something is a bolt.
One second. Let me get the targets and all this stuff up and make this guy flat-footed and all those wonderful things.
It comes with rope ladders, why I avoided them.
Yeah, so he's got this. And with a flat to foot it, and there's going to be some ouchies from a Mr. Theoan coming in my way, and then Mr. Theoan, it's going to happen.
You know, he views doors in half-orcs in equal opportunity.
Okay.
Equal amounts of animosity.
Yep. You're good there, Theoan.
Does a 19 hit?
Yes, it does.
Looks like it does.
It does.
4 points of damage.
Says you have a heavy crossbow. Where'd you get a heavy crossbow from?
I bought it before we left town for 14 gold.
Oh. I don't remember taking that off. Because you were like, keep one of those short bows.
Nope, before we left town, I said I was going to buy a heavy crossbow.
Oh, I believe you, but I'm taking the money off. Because 14 gold? No, you mean 14 silver.
I hope you mean 14 silver.
Yeah, I think it's 14 silver, because that would be like a lot.
40 gold?
Yeah.
Or 140 silver.
Okay, so this sucker's loaded. You let fly with the heavy crossbow. You shoot, you hit, and you do how much?
4 points.
And now! We cue the battle music. The battle
and now
is
I
joined.
Will reactively just drop the crossbow.
Okay.
It's just a one and done for me right now.
Yeah, no, free action. Yeah, that's fine. Okay. So, it's on.
And that's it.
Perception, boys, because you've been sitting in there peering out this entire time for our non-combatants, as in Niles, and, you know, give me perception for, like, what's going on? You're fighting. Niles gets a 24. And
24.
And Al?
Is sleeping.
He's out cold.
He's preparing
too much.
No.
He's preparing to cast Magic Missile.
He's only casting Fireball. Which is what he would do. Watch.
Somebody call him.
Oh, we tried.
Called him twice.
Oh, okay.
Unless you have another number than I do.
Nope. I got this. This is unprecedented, but you know what? I've got his character, so it's like skills, perception.
AI. The AI kicks in. Yep. And the head slocks to the side, but the hand still.
Yep. I've
he
got
definitely looks like an old person, though.
Okay, he gets it. I roll a 25. Good for Al.
It's old man Al.
Right. Never. Now we know who the eldest cousin is.
That's fine. We're almost out of time anyway. So this guy takes an arrow, and now I am on a 20-foot high platform, or is this one only 10? This one's only 10 feet off the ground, and I'm halfway down. And giving the mathematics, and you aim is high, you know, aim for the head, the bolt will drop, and 4 points right to the knee. Oh!
Not the he knee. Used to be an adventurer.
I'm going to have some fun with the rules here to apologize for all previous, you know, messing things up. I'm going to have him make an immediate fortitude save to see if he hangs onto that ladder. 10. Okay, it's fine. But he, like, whoop, and, you know, swinging on the ladder. And I finish my movement just by dropping down reflexively and going prone. What the hell? Because I'm taking fire. Oh, look. These guys are actually pros. Look at that. This guy reacts well. He takes the arrow. You hear the, and he just, like, lets go of the ladder. A little bit, like, you know, softens the slide. And then, because I'm only 5 feet. And goes prone. But at least I didn't fall. So, using the rest of my actions, one to brace, one to kind of try to finish some movement and just kind of fall prone. And that's me. Now, you began movement. Do you need feats to move, shoot, move again? Like in the old rules? Or can
you just spend actions?
Okay. So, yeah, but you're done because you moved, you saw perception, you shot, you dropped for free, and you're kind of left there for a moment. That's fine. Moving down the rung, Okay, if we're lit up, I think Al would want to come up for a better, you know, see what's going on. Prep a spell. And he,
I point at that one. Yeah. Magic missile him.
he's going to reduce his initiative to Niles to lead him. Unless, Niles, you want to light up a spell so you can see.
I don't need to. Dark vision.
Okay.
I don't see.
Right.
I can see as well as the dwarves.
Okay, so did you want to quaff that? Now, those are 10 minutes long. So when Miros went for it, did you want to say that we, you know, you quaffed it already?
I said that.
Yeah. Okay.
So, okay. Because that's when combat was going to start. So
no, that's fine. So Al's done. Niles, you're up.
I will move.
You can see 60 feet.
So I'll end up moving
beside,
right beside
Theon. Okay.
Theon.
You come out. See what's going on.
I'll let loose with my lovely little hand crossbow. Thing that I've had.
Had for what? Used. Okay.
For Evra.
Okay.
Evra.
Forever.
Evra.
Evra. Evra.
Forever.
That's not a roll. That's a zero. What? There's no die that has a zero on it.
I know. It's kind of weird.
Unless you unlearn die rolling.
There we go. How about 17? Sorry, I did not target him. My bad.
That's fine. Well, I'm not flat foot anymore. Out of the night, you know. Pew. Armor class. What'd you get? Total 17? Oh, close.
17 total.
Close, no. And I'm also prone, whatever bonuses that might give. Okay, I'm not going to be prone for long. Okay.
I will drop.
And drop for free.
Drop for free. So I moved, I shot, and then I will draw my rapier.
Okay.
And I'm done.
Now, I missed Miros because I had Theon, and then I had you guys come in with these guys, and you guys have been staggered like a top of the line.
That's fine.
So we're going to do...
cool things.
Yeah, Miros, what do you want to do?
Hey, okay.
Oh, I guess that works because that puts Theon hearing and then acting after what he heard below the orc, and that still works. So, yeah, Miros.
So, as we left off, I had a grab of both ankles, right?
Oh,
so
yeah,
I would like to...
I was joking that was the hero point.
No, sure, that's cool. I work with that.
Yep.
I would like to swing my legs up and wrap them around their neck.
Yeah.
And then I want to... fall down and do in what WWE calls a suplex.
Okay, so you're hoping for to flip because you're in front of them, which means you're going to hit the ground first. You need a 180.
It's roll. Either going to turn out to be really cool and I break their neck, or it's going to turn out to be a very awkward, non-consenting 69.
Okay, so athletics check to grab to like you know set this up.
Yeah,
because it runs off of strength. So instead of just strength, you know, hoist
so strong,
hoist yourself.
Oh, come on. Fancy grounds. We haven't always gotten along.
The athletics to bring the legs up and
yes,
24. Okay.
24.
Okay, so you swing your body and with this amazing feat of athletics, bring the legs up to attack him. Okay,
yep.
Athletics check. Athletics check to grab him and pull, to do the move. 22.
22.
You hook the boots over the shoulders. Yep. He looks left, right, goes, oh, and you pull.
Yep.
Now I want an
and then we can fall down.
Acrobatics for the third, so that you make sure you're on top.
25.
And you do. He falls 10 feet, takes a d6. Yep. Feel free to roll that. Yep. With a heavy dwarf on top of him.
Oh, wait, I grappled him.
And the best part...
he takes my strength points and damage.
That's right. As well as I actually have falling damage with objects.
And I am an object. I'll have you know.
Core 463. Falling damage. Using my screens more and more. Okay, so what damage does he take total? 3 from the fall, and how much from you?
4 from my muscles from the grapple in. Wait, and he should have taken 4 more last round because I grappled him.
Well, you tried to grapple and pull and failed, so we just had.
But
you...
I did grapple, right?
Does he automatically take damage, or do you have to say?
Yeah, if I successfully grapple you, you take damage.
All right, yeah, it's a new feat, so I'll let you retro it. That's fine. So
yeah, no,
3 and 8.
Yeah, so it'd be 8 and 3, so 11 points.
Okay.
And then,
yeah, and down I come. All right. Falling darkness senses falling on a creature. If you land on a creature, that creature must attempt a DC 15 reflex save. Landing exactly on the creature after a long fall is almost impossible. Critical success, bludgeoning damage, failure, creature takes... Okay, so I have to make a reflex. So you're flipping me, you're turning me, I'm going to hit the ground, and he's going to try and twist to absorb. You know, I can't stop the fall, but I might be able to stop, you know, shift some weight. So,
yeah, not take it on the neck.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Which orc warrior?
The mostly dead one.
The mostly dead one.
Mostly dead. I like that description.
Reflex.
Number more dead three. Than the rest.
28. Critical success. I take no damage. Now, I will still take damage from the fall and let you keep your... that you've got there. But you try to like...
And you are still grabbed.
You know, you try to get that pressure on with the neck and just snap it or whatever, and he just... Koosh, and now we're prone.
Oh, okay. Well, this is awkward for all of us. I'm sitting on your face and you're still alive.
Roll to confirm your grapple. You gently caress his shoulder.
Yeah. Roll a one. Call me. Yeah.
No.
Roll if you one roll number. A second, if you roll a second one, the matrimony is
consummated. Yeah. Theowyn.
All right. So this is a complicated action. I'm going to get tons of stuff done. Action one. Draw my shield. Action two. Draw my weapon. Action three. Hiya. 5, 10.
I didn't feel that hiya. Right.
15. 20. Right there.
Okay.
And I'm done.
Okay. Search right towards the guy.
So complicated.
Right? It's a busy round. I know it'll take some time to get it all under consideration. It makes your head swim, literally, okay. The effort of what I'm doing.
Ending, but there ending I am. The round. This guy is lying prone. You guys stop shooting at me, and all fall. One guy, the one second shooter falls prone. Niall's the first shooter, drops drops range weapon, pulls, and comes da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So... yeah, I'm not going to be lying here when you get here. One action, he gets up. Second action, because I was climbing. I didn't have my weapons out. I was going to see what's going on. So he pulls his longsword. And third action.
Come at me, bro.
Yeah, but he yells. He starts screaming at the top of his lung. Oh. Wake up, you bastards! I don't do the attack!
That's perfect.
But
it's like I could give my dwarven stealth to another person. This is exactly
10, 15, 20. I end my turn meeting your advance, sword in hand, but don't attack because I was basically get up, draw a weapon, scream my head off as I ran towards you, and I'm nose to nose, and we're doing the slow circle or whatever. And that's the,
and then they kiss.
Yep. And the end of the round. We got two people rolling around, you know, marriage, I get the house. How many kids do you want? I'm not so sure. You know,
No. That wasn't marriage. That was the first date.
That's the first date going on the platform. These two come at each other. Like
they're married.
Ready to divorce. And we will see you next time on Age of Ashes. Dice Wise Entertainment presents Almost Half a Combat. Say goodnight, Theowyn.
Good night, everyone.
Night, and sleep tight. Our wizard is dreaming. He's asleep now.
I don't know the words.
Awake till the morning break.
Oh, Matt's 95 years old. And 9 o'clock at night, so late.
It's 12 a.m. and he sleeps while the audience just weeps. The sorcerer has taken a nap, and we'll see.
Just leave the cam and the mic open, pointing at him all day.
He's gonna wake up with such a sword neck.
Dude, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's how you know we are on the middle age, because like,
Because I'm looking at that going, oh, fuck, dude, I wouldn't be able to look. I wouldn't be able to sit up for a week.
Yeah, so, for the next, try to drive. 24 hours, Matt will be like,
I'll be like, oh, my God, kill me. Kill me!